Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've kept her waiting long enough. His name was Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards. And wait, for those of you just joining us, Elwood apparently coined some phrase, and it's three words. Mm-hmm. My phone has exploded with my girlfriends listening, all trying to figure out what the three words are.
By the way, Scott and I might have been Mandela affected here.
Because there's two versions of the three-word phrase.
Because when we both read the phrase, we heard it differently than what you're about to hear, but this is the true original.
This is the original. It was later redone by a woman.
Yes.
Okay, so real quick, I have two guesses, and I want you to look on the text line. I'm sure we have guesses there.
The correct answer is all over the text line.
One of the guesses is you've got mail.
Okay, what are the other guesses?
Kmart sucks. From Rain Man.
Results are in.
Don't give me a hint, but tell me again. It was something, three words that were somehow attached to a product that ended up in a very famous movie.
Very famous.
Where's the beef?
I said the same thing.
Elwood Edwards, he sadly passed at the age of 74. He was a behind-the-scenes graphics and camera operator at a local Cleveland TV station, WKYC, whose voice was propelled to worldwide fame after he recorded this.
You've got mail.
Oh! My girlfriend Heather was right. She thought it was you've got mail.
It's not Waits and Fish?
No.
Way better if it was Waits and Fish. So that was that an actual noise that way, way, way back when, it was an actual noise that when mail came into your earliest email system, it actually said that.
Mm-hmm. If by way, way, way back when, you mean like 15 years ago?
No, it was in the 90s. This was during
30 years ago.
This was during dial-up in the 90s.
This was AOL.
Yes, that's right.
I remember this sound.
He recorded four phrases for AOL. The first one was, welcome. You've got mail.
Wow.
Files done and goodbye. You remember that? When you would log out of AOL,
it's been years.
Goodbye. His wife, Karen, worked at Quantum Computer Services, which later became AOL. In 1989, she overheard former CEO of America Online, Steve Case, discussing adding a voice to the upcoming AOL software. She volunteered her husband, and Elwood Edwards recorded the phrases on a cassette deck in his living room. He was heard by hundreds of millions of people and became a staple part of the AOL experience. AOL and CNN had shared common ownership for about 15 years, but are no longer related. Quoting here from Edwards in a 2019 interview, I had no idea it would become what it did. I don't think anybody did. Suddenly, AOL took off. I remember standing in line at CompUSA and seeing stacks of AOL CDs and thinking, my voice is on every one of those and no one here has a clue.
Yes, the background picture for the video of the You've Got Mail is a picture of the disc to download AOL, the program.
Half of the landfills in this country are filled with AOL CD-ROMs.
Because back in the day, kids, when you wanted to download a program onto your computer, you had to have that program on a CD. And a CD, kids, is a compact disc.
Let me see if I can find
God,
that.
Oh, God, it's terrible, but strangely nostalgic.
Did we ever figure out if it was a different sound for everybody or if it was just a canned sound?
No, that is a
that
horrible.
For everybody?
Oh, there it is.
Here it goes.
Oh, God. But that was also the sound of excitement.
See, we all
Okay. Enough.
Oh, my word.
Terrible.
Why was it so loud?
Sound? I don't know.
Why did we hear the exact same sound? I think it was recorded and just embedded into the computers for when we were trying to dial up the motor.
Enough of that.
Yeah, no more. Sounds like
although back in the day,
shuttle.
It was like, oh, I'm about to get on the internet.
Do you remember taking the handset of the phone and putting it into the modem?
Yes, I do. Do you remember?
1900s,
do you
man.
Remember what the internet was originally called?
The information superhighway.
That is correct.
The World Wide Web.
Well, first it was the info because I remember being in Professor Rivers' class, Adrian Rivers at KU, in the spring, either the fall of 93 or the spring of 94. And I know I've told Dana this story before, but Professor Rivers came into class, and yes, Dr. Rick was in that class. He sat right next to me. It was very funny. And she said, something is coming down the line that is going to completely change how we do journalism. And we're like, okay, what? And she said, and she like leaned in like she was telling a secret. She goes, it's called the information superhighway. And every student, there was like 20 of us in the class at the Dole building. And we were all like, what is the information superhighway?
Sounds
fantastic. And she said there will be things called websites, which made no sense.
Oh, I just rolled my eyes. I was like, next.
Yeah, this old lady doesn't know what she's talking about. And it's going to be all the information in the world is going to be available on a computer.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you just go to the library?
And
I remember thinking that.
Do a decimal system.
But I'm just fine.
We had been thinking about this for years before that. Remember all those little films from the 50s and 60s about the home of the modern or the future where you'd be able to interact with the screen, pull up all the menus for your week-long. We've been thinking about this and wanting
what
it.
She should have
and
said, Dan, is we have been waiting for
fruition.
This. We have been wanting this. It's going to be the greatest thing that has ever happened to the world, and it is
worst.
Going to be the worst thing that has ever happened to the world.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to access it in your basement.
But at the time,
everybody's thing.
They had no idea that it was going to be the worst thing to ever happen to the world.
Well, but you have to understand, Sam, we couldn't even, as it was being explained to us in college,
we didn't know what she was talking about.
We couldn't even conceive of what she was trying to describe. It didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
This, because computers were for, you know, well, let's be honest, they were for business purposes only, usually for accounting.
Or to play word games and
right.
role-play
or
word
calculators.
Games.
Yeah, I mean, it was
calculating.
You know, you would have this gigantic Texas Instruments computer at home, and people would write code. I didn't even know what that meant.
I do love that you guys talk to me like I was born in like 2010.
No, but the original Sam, You Got Mail, that goes back. I mean, that movie came out what year? 97? Oh, it was before that. It was the follow-up to Sleepless in Seattle. I mean, really, with Tom Hanks and
98.
Meg Ryan. 98? Really, was it?
I was alive for a whole year.
Uh-huh.
That's why we talked to you the way we talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
You were 1 year old in 98.
And in 1998, there were still a lot of people that did not have a computer in their house.
I remember when the internet first came out, I used to go to the KU computer lab.
I did too, with the dot matrix printers.
Yes. And I would log into the internet at the KU computer lab, even though I had already graduated, but that was the only place I knew where computers were available, where you could goof around on the internet.
And type out your papers and print them.
Remember, we did a story not too long ago about the first website. I think the owner or the creator of the first website ever created had either passed away.
Oh, yeah. He would be long past, I would think.
And I showed you a picture of the first ever website, and it is just completely
it looks
not
like,
impressive.
Like the it Atari was a, version of was, what we have now.
It was a black screen or a black page with green writing on it.
My grandma used to say, I don't get on the web. I don't even know. I'm afraid I'm going to get lost in there, and I don't even know what goes on.
Sadly, many people have.
I don't even know what goes on in there.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.